Beer brew and pigs. Vey's brother Ted, Lucille Barker, and his buddies were down at the ranch herding sheep. They made wheat beer in wooden kegs, and then let it ripen until it was ready to be enjoyed. One afternoon, Grandmother and Grandfather Barney were checking out on the range, and they ran into the stash of kegs. "It don't look right," Grandpa said as he examined the two wooden barrels of booze. "You're right," Grandmother said as she joined him. "It's got a green color to it."
"I'd hate to see them boys get sick from drinking this," replied Grandfather.
And Grandmother said, "It might kill them. It's got a weird smell." Grandfather hefted the barrels into the wagon as he and Grandmother discussed back and forth what to do with the stinky stash they'd confiscated. They never quite made up their minds, so they left the barrels in the yard near the pig pens. Grandfather went off to do some chores, and Grandmother started dinner. About that time, Vey and I surfaced from the orchard. We'd been eating green apples.
"Vey, you and Orion pull some pig weeds and feed the pigs before dinner," Grandfather said as he headed toward the corrals.
"What about the kegs?" Grandmother asked. "Have you decided what to do with those?" She eyed us suspiciously as we inspected the barrels with more than idle curiosity.
"Dump those after you feed the pigs," Grandfather said. "And mind you, don't taste it."
"Hurry along now," Grandmother said. "I'll have dinner on in about an hour, and I want you washed up good before we eat." "Pigs eat these weeds faster than we can pull them," Vey complained, as we watched the large hogs root their way towards wherever we threw up an armful. The younger and the smaller pigs didn't get their share. "No wonder there's always a runt in the bunch," I said. "Maybe it's better to be the runt. The big, well-fed hogs, they're the ones that get eaten first."
"Well, let's finish this later," Vey said. "I've never seen anybody spill beer before, and we get to do it."
"You think Ted'll be mad?" I asked.
"Probably. It's not our fault. It's his for filing up the brew, and for not hiding it better, so Father could find it," Vey answered as we ran toward the weather-beaten gray wooden kegs.
"It does stink, doesn't it?" I said, as some of the greenish-brown liquid splashed onto our overalls.
It passed over our dusty bare feet, trickled in tiny rivers, and settled in large puddles, blending with the sandy dirt.
Several minutes later, Vey said, "Guess what I'm thinking?"
"What should we do with this wheat?" I said, as we both gazed at the mushy layers of wheat still in the kegs.
Two fine young minds construed a boyish plan that would save them from pulling more noxious pig weeds.
"Don't know who's happiest over this idea, us or the pigs," Vey pondered, as we shoveled the wheat from the barrels until we could lift them. Then we drained the remainder into the troughs.
"Probably us," I chuckled. Later, washed up and presentable, we sat down to a tasty meal that included Grandmother's homemade fresh-baked bread from the oven. Midway through dinner, we heard a horrendous racket. The pigs were making loud grunting noises, coming to us by way of the barnyard, the pig pens. Grandfather eyed Vey and me suspiciously.
"Did you boys feed the pigs?" he asked.
Yes, sir, Vey said, squirming in his seat.
"We did. We sure did," I agreed, my voice trembling in fear. "Then why are they squealing?"
Grandmother probed, as she and Vey's father rushed from the chairs to the front door and out into the yard.
"Come along, boys," Grandfather said sternly.
"We're in for a whipping," Vey whispered to me.
"Are the pigs dying?" I questioned. The awful thought had crossed Vey's mind, too.
"Maybe that wheat was poisoned?"
"What's this doing in here?"
Vey's father asked, as he reached into the trough and gathered a few grains of the wheat that remained. Vey and I stood rooted to the hard ground beneath us, wishing it would open up and swallow us whole. We couldn't lie. The smelly wheat was right there in Grandfather's hand. We couldn't run. If we did, Vey's father'd outrun us. So there we stood, every muscle trembling, waiting for the heavy hand of wrath to envelop us.
"I'm sorry, Dad," Vey said quietly.
In the distance, I heard a tiny ripple of laughter coming from Grandmother's lips.
"Have you ever seen the likes of that?" she asked, pointing to a hog that was wobbling and swaying on legs that could not hold it up. "That pig's doing a jig like I've never seen before."
Grandfather's eyes surveyed the pigs. Setting his jaw,
trying to keep a straight face, watching the hogs rolling over, staggering, squealing wildly, others kicking their feet up against the cedarwood fencing. And finally, with a low rumbling of thunder from his lungs, Grandfather exploded with laughter. If that isn't the most outlandish goings-on I've ever seen, I don't know what to top it, he said, as a smile broke out from ear to ear. And another burst of laughter reached his face, and soon we were all hee-hawing. They and I went to sleep that night in our favorite sleeping place, the orchard. We count our lucky stars that none of the pigs succumbed to the possibly poisoned wheat. We were really lucky my dad thought that was funny, they said. Sleepiness was fast overcoming me. Lucky we didn't get a blistering, I agreed. It's good none of those pigs died. But you gotta admit, they said as he burst out into loud laughter, once again remember the pigs oddly dancing in their drunkenness. It was one of the funniest sights we've ever seen.